'Tis the season to be. We all know the rest of the line from this 16th century Welsh Yuletide carol, Deck the Halls. 'Tis the season to be jolly. A jolly season is surely a delightful thought. Unfortunately, such is not the reality in the lives of many. December can be a very difficult and stressful time of the year, even melancholy for some and depressing for others. There are a number of reasons for difficulties during this season. One is simply that life can be hard and full of heartbreak and disappointment. When one finds themselves in the middle of problems during this time of the year, the struggle can increase just by knowing that one is supposed to be jolly. Then, of course, there are those who struggle with living in the past, especially in such a sentimental season. Living in the past is not really living, though. It's just existing through the rehearsal of a former life that has already been lived. Sentiment is a heavy burden for many to bear, living with the ghosts of Christmas past. Certainly, there are also those who become easily obsessed with that 24-hour window of the future from Christmas Eve through Christmas Day. They get trapped in all the anxious plans and fretful details that must be managed so that those few hours turn out just right. Sometimes this bondage actually originates from a heart that genuinely desires to bring blessing to others. But in the process of all the activity, one can easily lose sight of what's really important. And like Martha of Luke's gospel, they become disgruntled by being cumbered by much serving. The understandable version says that she was preoccupied with all the preparations for the entertaining of her beloved guests. I am sure that many a host and hostess could easily identify with Martha. Unquestionably, the idea of her being preoccupied is that she had been distracted, as Young, Weymouth, Rotherham, and the Concordant Literal has translated, distracted from what was of real importance. It's easy to lose heart in our service when undue importance is placed on artificial days or things. In all the situations that present seasonal occasions for being sad, depressed, overwhelmed, and anxious, it is important that we keep our eyes on Father and His Son. Like Moses, we get through our trials only by seeing Him who is invisible. Like Peter, we will begin to sink beneath the waves of circumstances if we take our eyes off our only source of true joy and strength. Much attention is given this season for the babe in the manger, but we need to look to the Lord of glory, who is now at the right hand of the Father, and we are seated with Him there. As in all other parts of the year, we should live our day-to-day lives unto Him and Him alone. While we may occasionally look to the past with thanksgiving to Him, and we may plan for the future so as to be His blessing to others, we must keep our bearings in this season by neither living in the past nor in the future, but in the present. We, or our loved ones, may never come to see the upcoming 24-hour period of which we are so stressed. Our lives are but a vapor, and none of us are promised tomorrow. All we have is today. Seize it. Live in it. Enjoy it. For in Him we live and move and have our being. With Him, every day is a glorious season. Every day a sacred holiday. During this season, whatever steps you may be taking on your journey, remember to enjoy Him, who is your life.